Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Ram Goldar and today Mezachas Baba Basra Daf Kuf Mem Hey, the ninth parak Misha Mace. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was Tana Brisa that if a marriage cannot be completed after Kiddushin, they follow the local custom whether to refund the Kiddushin money. Shmuel says that this is only where the Kala died, but if the Chasen died, the money is not refunded because she can say to Nuli Bali, V'esmachimo, give me my husband, I'll rejoice with him, meaning she was prepared to complete the marriage. The Gemara suggests this is a Machlokas Tanaim because a Brisa records two opinions, Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, whether Kiddushin is returned when the marriage is not completed, but they both apparently say to follow the local custom. Rather, the Brisa is missing a qualification, that if she died, the local custom is followed. But if he died, Rabbi Nassan says she keeps it because she can say, Tenuli Bali v'esmachimo. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi still says to follow the local custom. The Gemara responds that all Tanaim agree that if he died, the Kedushin is not refunded. Rather, the Malchokas is where she died. And they argue if Kedushin li tibun dinu, Kedushin money is given for sinking, meaning it's never refunded. Point number two, Rav Kahana said, Kalala Deshush Vinusa. The rule for groomsmen's gifts is, if he, Reuben, was in town, when the groomsman who joined in his wedding, Shimon, got married, Iboy Lamisa, he should have attended to repay the Shushvinus. Although he did not attend, he still must repay Shimon. The same applies if he heard the sound of the bell announcing the wedding. If he didn't hear it, Shimon should have informed him to Reuben's Isle, and Reuben has a valid complaint against him. Nonetheless, he must repay Shushvinus to Shimon. Still, he may deduct the value of the food he would have received at the wedding, as Gemara explains. A Brisa teaches that if the first wedding, Reuven's, was held publicly, and the second wedding, Shimon's, was held privately, Reuven can say, "Befumbi esei micha keder shasisi imi." In public, I'll do shushvinus for you in the way you did it for me. He may refuse to reciprocate in a less joyous wedding. The same applies if Reuben married a basula and Shimon married an almana, a less joyous event. The same applies if Shimon's wedding is more joyous, meaning if Reuben married his second wife and Shimon is marrying his first. And point number three was Tana Brisa, Atir Nichsin Atir Pumbe, rich in visible properties such as fields and publicly rich. Zeu Bal Hagados, this is a master of Hagada who often speaks publicly and develops a scholarly reputation. Rich in coins, meaning a money changer, and rich in tekon oil is a Bal Pilpul who frequently gains new insights in Torah. Rich in measured goods, such as grain, and rich in hidden stored goods, is a Baal Shemuos, a master of teachings, meaning the halachas and statements of Amoraim, which he can quote when a question arises. Hakol Tzrichum Marichitaya, everyone needs the owner of wheat, refers to Gemara, the analysis and interpretation of Mishnayos. Rav said that the pasuk Koyeme Ani Roim, all the days of a poor person are bad, refers to a Baal Gemara, who strains himself to correctly resolve questions and challenges. But Tov Le Mishnah Tamid, but he of good heart has a continuous feast, refers to a Baal Mishnah, which is easier. Rav said the opposite, because a Baal Mishnah is frustrated in being unable to rule halachos or resolve apparent contradictions, whereas a Baal Gemara finds great satisfaction in his learning. This pasuk is explained in several other ways. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was Tana Brisa that if a marriage cannot be completed after Kiddushin, they follow the local custom whether to refund the Kiddushin money. Shmuel says that this is only where the Kala died, but if the Chasen died, the money is not refunded because she can say to Nuli Bali, V'esmachimo, give me my husband, I'll rejoice with him, meaning she was prepared to complete the marriage. The Gemara suggests this is a Machlokas Tanaim because a Brisa records two opinions, Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, whether Kiddushin is returned when the marriage is not completed, but they both apparently say to follow the local custom. Rather, the Brisa is missing a qualification, that if she died, the local custom is followed. But if he died, Rabbi Nassan says she keeps it because she can say, Tenuli Bali v'esmachimo. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi still says to follow the local custom. The Gemara responds that all Tanaim agree that if he died, the Kedushin is not refunded. Rather, the Malchokas is where she died. And they argue if Kedushin li tibun dinu, Kedushin money is given for sinking, meaning it's never refunded. Point number two, Rav Kahana said, Kalala Deshush Vinusa. The rule for groomsmen's gifts is, if he, Reuben, was in town, when the groomsman who joined in his wedding, Shimon, got married, Iboy Lamisa, he should have attended to repay the Shushvinus. Although he did not attend, he still must repay Shimon. The same applies if he heard the sound of the bell announcing the wedding. If he didn't hear it, Shimon should have informed him to Reuben's Isle, and Reuben has a valid complaint against him. Nonetheless, he must repay Shushvinus to Shimon. Still, he may deduct the value of the food he would have received at the wedding, as Gemara explains. A Brisa teaches that if the first wedding, Reuven's, was held publicly, and the second wedding, Shimon's, was held privately, Reuven can say, "Befumbi esei micha keder shasisi imi." In public, I'll do shushvinus for you in the way you did it for me. He may refuse to reciprocate in a less joyous wedding. The same applies if Reuben married a basula and Shimon married an almana, a less joyous event. The same applies if Shimon's wedding is more joyous, meaning if Reuben married his second wife and Shimon is marrying his first. And point number three was Tanda Brisa, Ate Nixin Ate Pumbe, rich in visible properties such as fields and publicly rich. Zeu Bal Hagados, this is a master of Agada, who often speaks publicly and develops a scholarly reputation. Rich in coins, meaning a money changer, and rich in tekon oil, is a Bal Pilpul, who frequently gains new insights in Torah. Rich in measured goods, such as grain, and rich in hidden stored goods, is a Bal Shemuos, a master of teachings, meaning the halachas and statements of Amoraim, which he can quote when a question arises. Hakol Tzrichum Marichitaya, everyone needs the owner of wheat, refers to Gemara, the analysis and interpretation of Mishnayos. Rav said that the pasuk Kol Yemei Ani Roim, all the days of a poor person are bad, refers to a Bal Gemara, who strains himself to correctly resolve questions and challenges. But Tov Lev Mishta Tamid, but he of good heart has a continuous feast, refers to a Bal Mishnah, which is easier. Rav said the opposite, because a Bal Mishnah is frustrated being unable to rule halachos or resolve apparent contradictions, whereas a Bal Gemara finds great satisfaction in his learning. This pasuk is explained in several other ways. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Kuf Mem Hey, and our standard Simon is a wheat field because Kama, standing grain, so we use a wheat field for the Simon. So here goes. When the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died, and the kala got to keep the Kesef Kedushin, and the chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate Shushvinus because this was a private, less joyous event, the rabbi thanked the owner of the field, who was a master of Gemara, with the words, "Everyone needs the owner of wheat." Once again, slow motion. When the wedding in the wheat field, that must more daf kuf mem hey, kama. When the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, which reminds me, we're taught that a woman keeps kedushin money when the husband dies, saying, "Tnuli bali v'esmachimo, give me my husband, I'll rejoice with him." So when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, and the chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate shushvinus because this was a private, less joyous event, which reminds us it was Tanya Brisa that if the first wedding Reuven's was held publicly and the second wedding Shimon's was held privately, Reuven can say, "In public, I'll do Shushvinus for you in the way you did for me." He may refuse to reciprocate in a less joyous wedding. The same applies if Reuven married a Basula and Shimon married an Almana, a less joyous event. The same applies if Shimon's wedding is more joyous, for example, if Reuven married his second wife and Shimon is marrying his first. So when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, and the chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate shushvinus because this was a private, less joyous event, the rabbi thanked the owner of the field, who was a master of Gemara, with the words, "Everyone needs the owner of wheat," which reminds the Gemara compares different types of mastery of Torah. Akol tzrichim u'marichitaya, everyone needs the owner of wheat, refers to Gemara, the analysis and interpretation of Mishnayos. Rav said the pasuk Kol Yemei Ani Roim, all the days of a poor person are bad, refers to a Bal Gemara who strains himself to correct and resolve questions and challenges. But Tov Lev Mishta Tamid, but he of good heart has a continuous feast, refers to a Bal Mishnah, which is easier. Rav said the opposite, because a Bal Mishnah is frustrated in being unable to rule halachos or resolve apparent contradictions, whereas a Bal Gemara finds great satisfaction in his learning. So once again, when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, and the chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate shushvinus because this was a private, less joyous event, the rabbi thanked the owner of the field, who was a master of Gemara, with the words, "Everyone needs the owner of wheat." All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Kuf Mem Av. So the simmer Daf Kuf Mem Av is a first place winner because Kama in Aramaic is first, like Tana Kama. So here goes. The husband running a first place in the family contest, first place contest, that must be more on Daf Kuf Mem Av. First place winner. The husband running a first place in the family contest, who promised $100 of prize money to his future firstborn child if it's a boy, and $200 if it's a girl. Which reminds us, the previous mission discussed one who says he'll give his future child 100 zuz if it's a boy and 200 if it's a girl. This implies that bas adifalei maben, that a daughter is preferable to him over a son, which is why he would give more to a daughter. And the Gemara asked that Rabbi Yochanan said that whoever does not leave behind a son to inherit him, Hashem is malei lav evra, filled with anger against him. The Gemara answers, "L'inyan Yerusha ben Adifle." Regarding inheritance, the son is preferred by him because the estate remains with his family. "L'inyan Harvalcha bito Adifle." Regarding generous provision, a daughter is preferred by him, meaning one is likely to give more generously to his daughters who cannot provide for themselves as easily. So the husband running a first place in the family contest, who promised $100 of prize money to his future firstborn child, if it's a boy, and $200 if it's a girl, hoped that it would be a girl since which reminds us, in the Gemara's second answer, Shmuel said our Mishnah is discussing a mevakeres, a woman giving birth for the first time. Here, a father prefers that the child should be a girl because Rav Chisda said, "Bas tchila simin yafu labanim." A daughter first is a good sign for sons. This is explained in two ways. Some say because she raises her younger brothers, and some say doshata ba'in abisha because the evil eye will not have power over him since he did not have a son first. So the husband running a first place in the family contest who promised $100 of prize money to his future firstborn child if it's a boy and $200 if it's a girl, hoped that it would be a girl since bas tchila simin yafu labanim, and patiently waited to give the money after birth since hamazaka uber lokana, which reminds us, a man once gifted his property to the future child of his pregnant wife. Rav Huna ruled that this is a case of transferring possessions to a fetus. Hamazaka uber lokana, and one who transfers possessions to a fetus, the fetus does not acquire them. Daf Kuf Mem Beis. So the simmer Daf Kuf Mem Beis is a comb. So here goes. The man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection, comb, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Beis. The man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, which reminds us, Rav Shesha says that an uber can acquire property and quotes a brisa as his source. Ger Shemes Ubizbuz Yisrael Nechosov. If a convert died and Jews acquired his possessions, and they heard he has a son or a pregnant wife, they're obligated to return the property since it was in Hefker. If they returned it and heard that the son died or his wife miscarried, then the one who acquired the second time after the child's death acquires, but the first kinyan is ineffective. So the man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, informed the woman that a bechor born after the father's death does not take pishnayim, which reminds us, Rav Sheshus was challenged from a Mishnah, Tinok ben yom echad, nochel umanchil, a one-day-old baby inherits and bequeaths, which implies that an uber does not inherit, and certainly cannot acquire gifts. After the Gemara explains how Rav Sheshes interpreted the Mishnah, it quotes two versions of how Rav explained it. The first one being that the Mishnah means that a baby is mamayit bechelk bechor. He reduces the firstborn's extra share because the brothers inherit from him, not the father. This does not apply to an uber because the pasuk says v'yaldelo, and they bear to him, requiring that the child was born during the father's lifetime. So the man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, informed the woman that a bechor born after the father's death does not take pishnayim. While his son from his first marriage looked all dejected after being told by his father, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have from my second wife, which reminds us, a man told his wife, my possessions are given to the future children I have from you. His older son from another wife protested that nothing would be left for him, and the father responded, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have from my second wife. The gift to the future children is not effective because they didn't exist then, and although Rabbi Yochanan concluded that one can gift his own uber, this man's wife was not yet pregnant. Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. So the sim for Daf Kuf Mem Gimel is Krav Maga. So here goes. While the Krav Maga champion, Krav Maga, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. While the Krav Maga champion was busy gifting his trophy to his coach and a chamor, which reminds us, it was stated, if one says, k'nei k'chamor, acquire my possessions like the donkey, he acquires nothing just like the donkey. If he said, at v'chamor, you and the donkey should acquire my possessions, we have a three-way machlokas, whether he acquires half, nothing, or everything. So while the Krav Maga champion was busy gifting his trophy to his coach and a chamor, and his prize money to his wife and his sons, of which she gets half, and they get half, which reminds us, a man once told his wife, my possessions shall belong to you and to your sons. Rav Yosef says, Kansa Mechsa, she acquires half, not just an equal share. He brought a source from Rebbe who taught that when the Pasuk says, regarding the Lechem Upanim, V'haisa La'arun U'Levanav, and it will be for Aaron and his sons, it means, Mechsa La'arun, Mechsa U'Levanav, half is for Aaron and half is for his sons to divide among themselves. This proves that when one person is mentioned as a recipient alongside a group, he receives half. Abai objects, but the halacha follows Rav Yosef, and this is one of the three cases where the halacha follows him. So while the Krav Maga champion was busy gifting his trophy to his coach, and a chamor, and his prize money to his wife and his sons, of which she gets half, and they get half, his brothers were busy improving the land they inherited, which will be divided equally among them all. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if one died and left adult and minor sons, Hishpichu Gedoim Esenochasim, and the adults improved the estate before it was divided, Hishpichu La'emsa, they have improved equally for everyone. If they said, Ro Masha Hiniach Abba, see what our father has left us, we'll work and eat for ourselves, meaning they were prepared to divide the estate and make improvements in their own portion, but based on did not do so, Hishpichu Atzman, then they improved for themselves. Daf Kuf Mem Dalad, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Mem Dalad is a comedian. So here goes. The comedian, that must be more Daf Kuf Mem Dalid. The comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son, which reminds us Rabbi Chanina said, Hamasi Ishriv no gadol bebeis kno. If one marries off his oldest son in a wedding house, the son acquires it from his father by rabbinic decree. This only applies if it's his oldest son, he's marrying a basula, she's his first wife, and the father married him off first. So the comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son was disappointed when one of the board guests started distributing his tax-collecting salary to his brothers. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Achin Hashutafin, brothers who are partners in the father's undivided estate. Shenafal Echon Mehenu Umunus, and one of them fell into work. Nafal Emsa, he fell into it equally, meaning the profits earned are shared by all the brothers. Abrice explains that this work is Lumunus HaMelech, for the king's service, where a person from each household would be selected to collect the king's taxes for a month. Since his appointment resulted from his being a member of this household, the profits belong to the joint estate. So the comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son was disappointed when one of the board guests started distributing his tax-collecting salary to his brothers, and another started dividing Shushvina's gifts to his brothers, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Achin sha'asu miksasin shushvinas b'chayav. If some of the brothers acted as groomsmen in the father's lifetime, sent by the father to join someone's wedding celebration and bring gifts, chazu shushvinas, when the groomsman's gifts is returned, meaning when this son marries and the first groom reciprocates with gifts, as was customary, chazu la'emsa, it's returned equally to all brothers, because shushvinas can be collected by basin like an ordinary loan, and since the father funded it, it's repaid to the estate. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss? What the din is if there were initially inadequate assets in an estate and they increased in value, whether the assets are in the possession of the heirs, that's on Daf. Kuf mem. Good number two, which stuff do we learn? A woman keeps Kedushin money when the chassan dies, saying, Tenuli bali v'esmachimo, that's on Daf. Kuf mem hey. Good number three, which stuff to discuss what the din is in a case of one who says, At v'chamor should acquire my possessions, that's on Daf. Kuf mem gemo. Good number four, which stuff do you discuss when shushvinos are repaid to the common estate? That's on Daf. Kuf mem dal. Good number five, which stuff do you discuss what the din is with shushvinos if the wedding is different than his? For example, it's a less joyous event. That's on Daf. Kuf mem hey. Good number six, which stuff do you know when the Rav Chisa said bas tchila simen yafa lebanim? That's on Daf. Kuf mem alav. Good number seven. Which stuff to learn? A tumtum can be pushed away by the sons from their rights and by the daughters from their rights to the mazonos. That's on Daf. Kuf mem. Good number eight. Which stuff do we have comparing different types of Torah mastery? For example, a Baal Gemor is called a master of wheat. That's on Daf. Kuf mem hey. Good number nine. Which stuff do we discuss a case of people acquiring a deceased heir's property but then heard his wife is pregnant and then she subsequently miscarried? That's on Daf. Kuf mem beis. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we discuss when younger siblings receive the same marriage funding that older siblings receive? That's on Daf. Kuf lametes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.